When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks rebound the best way possible tonight in the ATL with a W against the Atlanta Hawks. Welcome on in, Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Without the MVP, the Bucks win it by 26 on the road, win the first half of a back-to-back, get themselves back on the winning track tonight against the Atlanta Hawks in a game that nobody was going to question, nobody had any issue with, but even more so when you announced that Giannis is going to be able to get a day off, and then you also are able to withstand no issues from the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Bucks blow out the Hawks in the ATL, up by 20 at halftime, 23 to be exact, led by as many as 30 at different points in the night. It was a bully ball effort by the Bucks. Thanasis Antetokounmpo gets 6 minutes. Those are the kind of nights that you want to see. But the good part about tonight's game, and I think the best overarching message that we're going to get tonight, was the bench was back, and the bench being able to play as efficiently as they did scoring wise, as well as Ersan Ilyasova stepping in to the starting lineup for Giannis tonight with 7 of 8 shooting, 18 points, 17 boards for Ersan Ilyasova, as we go ahead right away and give him the Chevy MVP. Ersan Ilyasova night tonight in the ATL against his former team in a revenge game in 24 minutes. All four of the five starters for the Bucks end up in double figures. Wes Matthews goes 0 of 3 from the field, that being it. But George Hill continues his solid play. Tonight does not add to his shooting percentage that leads from three-point land all others in the NBA. You get 10 points off the bench from Robin Lopez in 20 minutes of action. Bucks starters, the only one to play more than 24 minutes was Chris Middleton, just a shade over in a 10 of 19 shooting performance, where Chris Middleton took over this game in the first half. Dominated the first half, did Chris Middleton, along with Ersan, who finished with that 18 and nearly a perfect shooting mark. Got his own rebound on the miss, and the Bucks were able to take advantage as well. But the depth of this team showing again tonight without the MVP, and maybe these are the nights that ultimately go against Giannis for the MVP, but I think also showcase just how good this Bucks team can be here in 2019. Inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios, you can check them out at PellaWI.com. We're going to hear from the head coach, Mike Budenholzer, along with Matt Velasquez here tonight on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. He is down in Atlanta. He'll be back in Milwaukee tomorrow for the second half of the doubleheader. But the Bucks get it in a back-to-back. Tonight, I want to talk about load management. And I don't love the idea of load management. I don't love the idea of not being able to have the best players in the world be on display. But tonight, a perfect case in point for the Milwaukee Bucks to not burn any issue with Giannis. This back is obviously somewhat of an issue for Giannis. If it's coming down to, you saw it on Wednesday, you knew he wasn't going to sit out of that game. This is the perfect opportunity to get a blow on the road. And yes, I said on the road for a reason. If you're going to sit Giannis, which I believe you need to in certain points in the year, do it on the road. Don't do it in front of your home fans. This was a load management night for the entire team. You knew this is one of those where you take care of business early. The Bucks put in a full bench squad with, I want to say, 3.5 minutes left in the third. You probably didn't need to see the starters after that. Dante DiVincenzo, the only one that gets himself back into the game at that point. But you were in a prime opportunity to get your starters in and out, and you're done. Still, you're able to do that while you get much-needed rest for Giannis in the back. Don't take just the 6-win Hawks and keep that in a vacuum. But this team now tonight wins a game on the road with two of their top three players on the bench and do so by 26. I don't know if that can be understated enough. You have two of your best players on the bench resting, one out due to injury. In this season that you anticipated the Bucks to be able to move through the regular season with some ease, right? And I thought tonight as well, not only scoring-wise for everybody else, the ball movement was much cleaner tonight. You shot a good percentage tonight, over 50% from the field and almost 40% from three. Rebounding the basketball, the Bucks once again took over and out-rebounded the Hawks by 10. Got back to doing your stuff. Got back to dominating on both ends. Atlanta had 46 points midway through the third quarter in this game. You got to dominate the way that you want to play basketball. And doing so with two of your top three players out makes me just stunned in the way that you're able to continue to go through games in the season in a year where you're trying to simply just get back to the place you were last year, right? This year is all about getting yourself further than the Eastern Conference Finals, but you're in a season and a situation at hand where a lot of times you're going to be without certain guys. Going into this season, I thought this team would have to deal with a lot more adversity than they did last year. A 60-win season, you don't see a whole lot of adversity throughout. This year, you have a team that's pacing 64, 65 wins. You got a group that is still getting better and still learning and trying to figure out roles for different guys off the bench, and you're depth-wise with Kyle Korver still figuring out exactly where he fits in. Robin Lopez getting obviously more comfortable in the system, but still working on ways that he can be more dynamic in his role. But you're doing so while here in the first 2.5 months of the season. And I don't know exactly what the extent of this Giannis back thing is, but it seems like it's going to be a little bit more of a lingering issue. In the first 2.5 months of the season, you lost Chris Middleton for about 2.5 weeks. You've now lost Eric Bledsoe. Tonight was the 2-week mark for his injury. And it appears that you're going to deal with Giannis in and out of the lineup maybe a little bit in the next couple of weeks to make sure this back gets somewhat to 100%. You're not going to be 100% in the NBA season, or any pro sport. I understand that. But to make sure that you are as close to 100% going into April, May, and June, hopefully, you're able to do so while putting up a better win-loss record than you did last year when you won 60 games. That's a really, really impressive feat. I don't want that to get lost at all on how the Bucks have been able to do this while still meeting a lot more of the criteria that you're going to have to do and checkpoints along the way that you're going to have to cross to become one of the best teams in the NBA. They're doing that with some relative ease, and they're doing that while facing more adversity from an injury standpoint than they did all of 2018. It's really impressive to also see how you're able to fit some of these nights where you know rest needs to come just into the regular game plan. I don't know if Bud drew it up just like this, but I can't believe that he went into this game believing the Bucks were going to have to sweat out a win against Atlanta. I mean, I don't think in any point in time, any of the simulations you want to run, you thought anybody was going to play more than 25 minutes in this game and just tear it off the calendar and get to Orlando. Hopefully it's a good crowd coming and meeting the Bucks tomorrow night. They deserve it. It's going to be a good one tomorrow against that Orlando, as they gave the Bucks all they could handle through three quarters last time at Fiserv Forum. Might try to do the same tomorrow night on the back end of a back-to-back for your Milwaukee Bucks. We'll get some highlights next. We'll also hear from Mike Budenholzer. Also, Chris Middleton conversation coming up. Are you seeing what you wanted out of Middleton with the opportunity that he's had? The shooting percentage better in his through the first 2.5 months of a season in his career. Three-point percentage up as well. But there's another standpoint where I think he's gotten better than his All-Star season last year. We'll explain that in a little bit as well. Lots to get to. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Now 28-5. Bucks rebound after the loss in Philadelphia on Christmas Day with a blowout win in the ATL. Come on back against Orlando tomorrow night. Come on back right here. Pick and Save Pros post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, with you after each and every Bucks game right here on The Fan.
Who played a big role off the bench today? Let's check our bench mob moment of the game. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
There were a few different contributions off the bench for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, as all but one Milwaukee Bucks bench player came in to score. All were able to play tonight in a 26-point victory in Atlanta. Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, with you here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Pick and Save, more ways to save on groceries with great deals, fuel points, and digital coupons. More now than ever before. Take your run through the game tonight. We'll also hear from Brooke Lopez tonight, as well as our guy Matt Velasquez down in the ATL tonight. After the game, as well as Mike Budenholzer. But first, this game started back at 6:30 with the Bucks being able to take advantage early and start out quickly with the man aforementioned, Brooke Lopez, starting it out strong, part of an 8-0 run.
Lopez for three on the other end, and that's a timeout. Atlanta 0-for-5 to open the game. Lloyd Pierce takes a timeout, 9:38.
Yeah, Lloyd Pierce needed that one as the Bucks started up on an 8-0 run. That's where it started, and then the first quarter only got worse from there for Atlanta. This one made it double digits from Chris Middleton.
DiVincenzo with the pick. Middleton the flush. 11 points for Chris Middleton on 5 of 7 shooting. And the Bucks have come out with energy after the first timeout taken by Atlanta. Milwaukee jumped out to an 8-0 lead.
Jumped out indeed. Jim Paschke and Marcus Johnson on the highlights. Into the second quarter, more of the same as the Bucks up double digits. This one 38-28 as Lopez was able to throw it down from Cash.
DiVincenzo picked up a foul. His first alley-oop against a team that has the second most alley-oops in the league behind Brooklyn. Atlanta likes to pull the alley-oops. This time the Bucks get it done.
Chris Chris Middleton gives the assist there, one of his seven on the night, 23-8-7 for Cash. Kyle Korver, he stepped in tonight as well, 2-of-4 from the field, 2-of-4 from downtown, and 1-of-1 from the logo.
Cisco 49ers, Y.A. Tittle would throw a football alley-oop to my cousin, R.C. Owens, who was his wide receiver.
Three-pointer, Kyle Korver. Really?
Yeah. From deep. Y.A. Tittle reference. Good one as we watch the NFL Top 100 tonight. Y.A. Tittle does not make the list. My man Brett Favre did, and to be completely honest with you, just overjoyed that my man Brett Favre was on there. Bucks stretch it back out. This one made it a 15-point game. Lopez with some gusto at the rim.
You never know. Uh-oh. Oh, wow. We're feeling good. Gather and finish. It gives a little motorcycle rev up. Acknowledgement to the Atlanta bench.
And good work by Brooke Lopez. As you see, he does a little rev up there. Brooke, tremendous job. I don't know if that was him or if maybe his agent got in there, or maybe nobody's thought about this, and you guys are fine to not pay me any commission, I understand. You're doing this in the same city that has Harley Davidson. Let's get a little endorsement there. Brooke, Splash Mountain, maybe he's Motorcycle Mountain after this one. Into the second quarter, 56-36. Bucks go up for their first 20-point lead.
Fernando, he was fouled by Wesley Matthews.
And there Chris Middleton caught Fernando on the deep three. I thought he should have pulled the trigger on that first one through the legs three or four times back and forth.
But he was able to step back even better from there. That's Marcus Johnson on the call. Bucks get themselves to a 63-40 lead at recess and into the third. It was more of the same as back-to-back threes, part of a 9-0 run. This one from Cash made it almost 30.
Collins, a 45% three-point shooter, speaking of which.
A banker. Chris Middleton triples. He's 3-of-4 and has 21.
Right on. Ends up 3-of-6, did Cash, as he banks one in off the glass. Bucks did get it to 30 as it was 80-50 after Hill finds Robin for an easy finish.
George Hill finds Robin Lopez. Nice move.
The Bucks have done a great job just exploiting the backside of the Atlanta Hawk defense.
Being able to pick their spots as the Bucks did all night long. Into the fourth, Dante DiVincenzo. One thing Dante's going to have to be able to do is finish a little bit cleaner at the rim. He was able to do so here.
Ball tipped away. DiVincenzo lays it in.
Well, now you understand the game plan of teams trying to beat this Milwaukee juggernaut.
Try to make Dante DiVincenzo beat them. Try to make somebody else beat him. 8 of 14 from the field was Brooke Lopez tonight. 10 of 19 was Chris Middleton. 7 of 8, Ersan Ilyasova. No Giannis. Somebody had to be missing, and that was Wesley Matthews and Dante DiVincenzo. Dante, 3 of 8 from the floor tonight. Robin Lopez, this one, the defensive play of the game, brought to you by Labor's International Union Local 113. Feel the power on the web at LIUNA113.org.
Cam Reddish blocked by Robin Lopez. Lloyd Pierce clearly upset, believing it was a foul. Sterling,
or maybe just upset that his kid got swatted into the third row. Pat Connaughton wraps it up. This one made it 101-74, and the Bucks put a dagger in the Hawks.
Percent to the three-point line. This is a good pass.
Ooh. Great pass. Ooh. Connaughton with a hammer off of that, and I guess Giannis loves it.
Well, I thought the Nassas would be the person dunking on somebody, but he was the person with the setup pass to a cutting Pat Connaughton, and he just shocked Damon Jones with his athleticism.
Connaughton, 3 of 8 from the field with 7 points, 8 apiece from Kyle Korver and George Hill, 7 off the bench for Planet Pat, 5 from Sterling Brown, a 4-piece from Thanasis Antetokounmpo, and the Bucks blow past the Atlanta Hawks tonight, 112-86. Going to hear from Brooke Lopez next, but first, guys, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make replacement windows part of your 2020 vision. It's the best way for you to be in the best home possible, the most energy efficient home possible. It's calling Gina Della from Pella and being able to put some fine windows or maybe even a patio door new into your kitchen area, guys. More security for your home, more security for your family. Don't be breaking broomsticks off half at a time and then putting those in the middle, trying to wedge the door closed. Pella Windows and Doors is going to make your patio door the safest place possible in your home. It's even better than a deadbolt, and all you got to do is push your foot down on it. They got all the opportunities and all the options possible. 9 different styles of Pella Windows to choose from your particular tastes of wood, vinyl, maybe it's fiberglass that you're looking for. The innovations are top-notch. The 2019 Most Innovative Window Award was because of their roll screen option that practically disappears out of view. And why would you want to block out the little bit of sunlight we get here in the state of Wisconsin through the daytime? No, you're going to want to use all of that, and Pella Windows and Doors is going to be able to have all of that natural light heating up your house this winter, as also saving you money, because even when they install and replace those old leaky windows, they're going to seal off that room from the rest of your house. Take out one window at a time, replace it in a matter of moments, and you're not going to lose a dime. And they do it even in the winter time, guys. Don't just install. They do it all. They measure, manufacture, install service, and they back their windows with a limited lifetime warranty. Better than bank financing, because right now, today, if you replace at this point in time, 55% off qualifying installations, and qualified credit can get you up to 0% APR financing for 48 months. Guys, once again, make window replacement part of your 2020 vision. Stop in today to the brand new Pella Windows and Doors showroom in Brookfield, or just schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. This is the Big and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. A lot more Brooke Lopez, Mike Budenholzer, and Matt Velasquez. Time for, if you want to join our conversation as well, at 414-799-1250 on Twitter at 105.7 FM The Fan. This is 105.7 FM The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
You never know. Uh-oh. Oh, wow. We're feeling good. Gather and finish. It gives a little motorcycle rev up. Acknowledgement to the Atlanta bench.
And that was the most acknowledgement the Atlanta bench got. No, not many cheers tonight from the home crowd. There wasn't a whole lot to cheer for. Bucks led 8-0 to start out the game, led by 23 at the break, led by as many as 30. Bucks win it by 26, 112-86, the final in the ATL tonight. Back-to-back finishes up tomorrow night at home, back at Fiserv Forum against the Orlando Magic. Drive of the game tonight, as you just heard it there, with Brooke Lopez, brought to you by Wrench and Go. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go, a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around at Wrench and Go. Brooke Lopez, one of the main reasons why the Bucks were able to go through to a win. Going to hear from him in just a couple of moments from right now. But 414-799-1250, if you want to join the conversation here, as Doug and Racine does right now. Doug, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, baby Tosh, just a first time I called on this show. I'm glad you took over for Sparky.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate that.
Hey, I'm the guy that called you about the Paulding lights on your date on the big show months back.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I'm just looking at the 76ers. You know, everybody, all the talk was trade this person, trade that person. 76ers just got beat by the Magic. Embiid was 3-for-10. Harris, 3-for-7. Horford, 1-for-4. So they're back to normal. They just had a really good game against the Bucks. I think they just wanted it. So, you know, all the naysayers can stop this trade talk.
So you don't believe? Yeah, you believe that this is the right team to be a part of the NBA title conversation?
If they can get a nice piece for a decent price, sure, go for it. You know, if they traded somebody away, but it's got to be a nice piece, and it can't cost a fortune because you're going to end up paying more.
No doubt about it. And, Doug, I think the other part of it is it can't cost chemistry. It can't be a move that rattles the locker room that right now is so strong.
You can't bring in a guy that's going to just tear it apart, you know, like the old Bucks did. So I'm thinking I'd like to see Ersan get into the starting lineup. I don't know who he's going to replace, but I'd like to try him in the starting lineup with Bledsoe, Giannis, and Middleton. That would be interesting, the way he's playing.
No doubt about it. He's taking advantage, and he's able to sub for Giannis in the starting lineup tonight. Doug, appreciate the call.
All right, have a good one.
414-799-1250 if you want to join the conversation as well. Ersan being able to be one of the key contributors off the bench is just such a smooth transition. And like Doug says there, I mean, he fills in for a four, he fills in for a five in the starting lineup tonight, plays 24 minutes in replace of Giannis. Just that type of depth allowing you to rest a guy like Giannis in a good point in the schedule. This is the right time in the schedule to be able to get nights off for Giannis, get nights off for even Chris Middleton as well. And Eric Bledsoe, we're doing this all while Eric Bledsoe's still sitting out with a right avulsion fracture. Now, Mike Budenholzer says before the game today that it appears that Bledsoe will be able to maybe be back on Monday. Definitely did not sound optimistic about tomorrow, but expected a better update come tomorrow at shootaround as to when we can expect to see Eric Bledsoe back. But he said, indeed, that he is getting close. So he's on the mend. Chris Middleton missed a couple of weeks, first seven games of that 18-game winning streak, actually, that was snapped by Dallas a couple of weeks ago back at Fiserv Forum. You went on that run in the midst of issues. You weren't playing particularly well in that Oklahoma City game when Middleton ended up getting hurt. That was the night, actually, that if you remember, Giannis put his foot right through a sign at Chesapeake Arena. But you've done a lot of these feats throughout the season, the winning streak, the big win against L.A., both L.A.'s at home, and went on the road one time to the West Coast, and you will in a couple of weeks as well as you look into January. You've done a lot of this while still being able to play somewhat injured. You haven't escaped the injury bug at all, and tonight you play without Giannis due to back soreness. He had the quad a couple of weeks ago. The quad felt more like a true rest day than today did. Tonight actually feels like this back is going to be something that has to be managed throughout the year. And that's exactly the way Budenholzer said it earlier today, was it's going to be something we manage throughout the year. These are the perfect nights to be able to manage it and know that you're going to be able to get a win. Because we talk about this all the time, Tim Allen and I do on the baseball postgame show. All of these games are still going to count equally when you get to the end of the season. And despite what some might say, I still believe home court advantage is a major check on the list of accomplishments you want to have in an NBA season, especially for this particular Bucks team. I think this team feeds off that energy at home. I think they play only... They play exceptional ball at home. I think for teams that are going to run with the type of depth that the Bucks do, playing at home is even more of a necessity. You look at what happened when you go on the road, and Doug just said there, you don't want to freak out to what we saw in Philadelphia, and I'm not. I'm not going to come out here and say that I think the 76ers fully cracked the code on how to beat the Bucks. Yeah, beating the Bucks, they did crack the code. Have Giannis play his worst game of his career. That's probably going to showcase well and give you a good opportunity to win the basketball game. But from a day-in and day-out perspective through a seven-game series, I don't see that team any different than I did earlier on in the year. That's going to be a really, really tough out, no doubt about it. But to where you're able to go through nights when at home momentum can carry you for stretches throughout a game. The Bucks might not have that one true score off the bench that you know time in and time out, possession by possession, as it becomes more of a half-court game in the playoffs. You know this guy or this particular dude is going to be able to get you 2 to 3 buckets through a four-minute stretch while your star is on the bench. Bucks might not have that one guy. But being able to have five on the floor that can all produce plays more into a home atmosphere than it does on the road. You're able to get wins like tonight on the road against a much lesser opponent with an Ersan Ilyasova effort off into the starting lineup, injected in, and he's third on your team in scoring behind two dudes that in the starting lineup without Giannis, without Bledsoe, needed to have big nights. Chris Middleton in the first half was unstoppable with 18 of his 23 in the first half. Brooke Lopez, 8 of 14. You heard the drive there that he was outstanding with 19 points, 5 assists, and a couple of boards as well, blocking three shots in tonight's game, turning the ball over a couple of times, but that was neither here nor there, as the Bucks really had no issues dropping a 63 spot in the first half. You keep distance and you keep winning games. I keep using this analogy of ripping off pages off the calendar. But that's the easiest way to explain what the Bucks did tonight. A game you needed to win, a game that you should win, and a game that you did win. Brooke Lopez talked about it after the game on Fox Sports Wisconsin with Zora Stevenson as we go inside the locker room with the Bucks.
You were able to impact the game a lot and early, especially in the paint. We saw some back-to-the-basket moves, a dunk that just silenced the crowd. Why was that where you decided to attack tonight?
Well, it's just the way the team went. Our team's so great at just playing together, using our defense to start our offense, and tonight it happened to come my way. But, you know, whatever night is, as long as we win and we go out and play defense, we give ourselves a shot.
And you all did win the game. You guys have this goal of never losing two in a row. How impressed were you with the way the team not only got the lead but maintained it?
Yeah, you know, it was super impressive, and we just came out with the mentality where we're going to go out there and do everything we can to put ourselves in a position to win the game.
I saw those motorcycle gestures, revving it up. Legs feeling good today?
VC's my vet, man. I had to let him know just a little bit.
Congrats, Brooke.
Thank you.
Good little point to Vince Carter, one of the greatest of all time, or at least longevity-wise, one of my favorite players of all time with Vince Carter. But, Brooke, no, you got to be pointing that in some money-making directions, man. Come on, Splash. I got you. I'll help it out. I like the marketing side of basketball and the marketing side of pro sports. Perfect endorsement opportunity. Just take that little move, the little rev of the engine, just send that right over to the Harley-Davidson Museum. It's right on your jersey, Brooke. Come on, dude. You're right there. You're lined up perfect for it. Good money-making opportunity for Brooke Lopez as he chatted with Zora Stevenson, who just does a phenomenal job on the broadcast on Fox Sports Wisconsin. All of our audio courtesy of them on the road. Time now for the injury report. Dan McCormick, your auto accident and work injury attorney over at the McCormick Law Office, brings it to us every night. Giannis out with back soreness tonight. Does not appear to be an issue for an extended period of time being out, but he is listed as day-to-day. Budenholzer saying earlier today in the pregame shoot-around that this is an injury that, quote, the Bucks are monitoring and dealing with each and every night, knowing that they have to manage the back a little bit. Seemed to be bothering him a lot in pregame on Wednesday, and ESPN showed it a few times. You saw him early talking to the trainer where he was trying to stretch out, and it appeared he kind of grabbed at it, and she said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Just, it's my back." You could tell it was locking up on him pretty good. Good night for the Bucks to be able to get Giannis out, and I would not anticipate seeing 34 tomorrow night, but who knows, I could be wrong on these things, as I usually am before. Eric Bledsoe will not play tonight, probably will not play tomorrow with that right fibula avulsion fracture. Expected to have more coming out tomorrow during shoot-around, as Mike Budenholzer did point to him getting close to being able to return. Tonight was 2 weeks from the day of the diagnosis with that avulsion fracture for Eric Bledsoe. Dragan Bender assigned to the G League. He is not in uniform, but was nursing a slight ankle injury as well. Bucks win it tonight in the ATL, 112-86. Take a timeout. Still hearing from Mike Budenholzer and Matt Velasquez. Plenty of time for you as well at 414-799-1250. If you want to join the basketball conversation, take a look into the Coach's Corner next right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
We're set for the three-point line. This is a good pass.
Oh, great pass. Oh. Addington with a hammer off of that. And I guess Giannis loves it.
Well, I thought the Nassas would be the person dunking on somebody, but he was the person with the setup pass to a cutting Pat Connaughton. And he just shocked Damon Jones with his athleticism.
Yeah, and blew past him and just powered one down. That Are You Kidding Me moment of tonight's game. Brought to you tonight, as always, by Gene Wagner Plumbing. Celebrating 50 years in business for any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go with experience. Go with GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. No, the Are You Kidding Me moment is not that Pat Connaughton can finish around the rim or above the rim, for that matter. No, the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game, Giannis sits out 7 of 8, 2 of 2 from downtown, and 18 points, 17 boards for Ersan Ilyasova. Yeah, that'll be the Are You Kidding Me moment of most nights when that happens. 414-799-1250. This is the Big and Safe Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, hanging out with you after the game tonight, and you can share your thoughts after a good team win, being able to bounce back after the Bucks lose in Philly on Christmas Day. The only bad part about the loss on Christmas Day is that it was on Christmas Day. If you get your tails whipped by Philadelphia in the middle on a Tuesday of December, most people aren't going to have that kind of vindiction and that kind of anger after the loss. But it was because you finally got everybody in the family to hang out and know that they were going to watch Bucks Christmas Day game, and then you get blown out. Like, that was the part of it for me that was frustrating on Wednesday. Not how it happened, not any way in particular during the game did I feel like this was a way, like a code cracked for anybody throughout the Eastern Conference to know how to be able to stop the Bucks. It was simply, you played one of your worst games of the year, somebody else played their best game of the year. You were on the road. You were never going to be able to stop that momentum. Really, the only thing that turned the tides for the Bucks in that game momentum-wise was when Giannis got poked in the eye. That was when the surge in the fourth quarter started, after he went at Tony Brothers. Maybe if that happens in the third quarter, we got a little bit different story. But in the third quarter, they were down by 27. They win by 26 tonight in Atlanta. And joining us is Justin in North Carolina. These are usually some trips that my man Justin makes. Justin, are you calling us from the ATL?
Man, I wish I was, man. But that's 6 hours there, 6 hours back.
That's brutal. That's a brutal trek.
Yeah, we got the family photo thing and all that stuff for Christmas tomorrow. So, you know.
Don't tell me you're doing matching PJs, Justin.
No, not TJ's. I thought, you know, that's kind of played, but, you know, I try
Thank
to
you.
Stay away from that stuff.
Thank
but,
you. One of my college roommates, Justin, sorry, real quick. I just got to get this off my chest. I wanted to fry this dude up real bad all week long, but everybody told me it would be mean. This man took a picture and posted it as his Christmas card after everybody got sent out with a couple of Chihuahua dogs, the matching pajamas for everybody, the two humans and the two dogs, and it was peace, love, and belly rubs. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, my gosh. Bless his heart, as we would say here in the South, man. You know, I tried to get in for like a little Bucks pitcher or Packers pitcher, but she definitely beat out that.
Yeah, so. For sure. Like, now my family's definitely done Packer jerseys. We've done some corny different pictures, but, I mean, there's a certain level that I got to put a stop to.
Well, I'll make sure I tweet it and send it to you.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yours is in the mail as well.
So, man, about tonight, though, man, what a team victory, though. And the thing that I liked about it most was we found a different way to win. Different guys stepped up. You know, like I was telling you got to screen the call, though. The irony of this is tonight we saw the Philadelphia 76ers lose down in Orlando, which is just the anomaly that they played the game of the season for them Christmas Day. I didn't get to call you after Christmas Day because I was a little bit frustrated, like you mentioned.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think the thing that we've shown tonight and that we've shown this entire year, and I know we saw this last year, and I know we thought this last year, was I think it's going to be very, very difficult to beat the Bucks in a seven-game series. You're going to almost have to play a perfect game like Philadelphia did. I loved what Erst did tonight. Hey, Pat with those hops. Good gosh. I mean, George Hill may be the MVP of this team outside of Giannis this entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Middleton, you know, I'm sure the Middleton hater has been kind of quiet tonight, right?
Yeah, definitely. Very quiet tonight with the takeover that he had in the first half.
And then he'll coming off his Philadelphia game, like this team is complete. This team is good. I'm just excited to watch it, man. DiVincenzo had 10 tonight. Lopez had 10 tonight. Robin, Brooke had 19. Like that's just good basketball, man. This is a solid team. I think it's good from time to time to take a punch in the mouth like we did against Philadelphia. And I mean, even keeping that what they did. We were down, like you said, 30, and we found a way to make it a basketball game in the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, almost ran out of time, you could say, yeah.
Absolutely. So we're great, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to calling you tomorrow night after we beat the Magic, man. I think we're going to beat the Magic. What, you think Giannis will be back tomorrow?
Justin, I'm not going to lie to you. I wouldn't play him with the way that the back looked in Philadelphia. Simply just the performance, too. I would sit it out. You know me, too, and I'm not interested usually in sitting at home. If you want to, you play him tomorrow night, and then he sits on Monday. But one of these next two games, I would have him in a suit, too.
Yeah, just get him in a suit. And, like I said, man, I mean, 70 wins is cool. 74 wins would be great. Records are great and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, we're playing for a ring. So sit him. Let's get these other guys more confident, right?
Yeah, 100%.
They look great tonight. So, and we're going to need those guys going down the stretch, man. DiVincenzo is really – he's morphed into a great basketball player, man. You know, I know that a couple games ago you had a segment or maybe it was a Big Show or whatever when we talked about Brogdon losing. But him stepping up and George Hill stepping up has made that Brogdon pill a lot easier to swallow, man. So I just look forward to watching this team. I think we're great. I think we're awesome. Got some side bets on us, you know, what we're going
to
do this year.
That's what I like to hear.
We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. And, you know, it's just funny. Those guys come in and those gals come in and they have a lot to say. And just, by the way, you only were able to do this to me 5 times this year. 5.
These are some of the best ones. Justin, take it easy, man. We'll talk soon, all right?
Appreciate you, bro.
And happy holidays as well. And there are nights like that where you just – you almost got to have some kind of action on the side to continue throughout the game. Like, there was a night, Sam Schmitz is in here producing the program with us, and Sam's in here a lot of different nights. There was one night, maybe like a month ago, where there's like a minute and a half left in the game, and I'm just losing my mind. It was a Cleveland game, and I'm just losing my absolute mind. And Sam looks over at me, he's like, what on... they've been up 15 the whole night. What are you worried about? And then I told him, well, the teaser was at 12.5. So you got to make sure that you're covering through this spread, right? Good teams win, but great teams cover. And the Bucks cover the 8-point number tonight. They triple it, actually. They win by 26. Mike Budenholzer has to be a happy camper as we get a coach's corner look with Schneider. Over 80 years, they've been offering great careers, great benefits, and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com. Call them 1-800-44-PRIDE. Here's the head coach on the game.
You know, the way they played, the way they moved the ball. And I think playing through the post a little bit with Brooke and Robin and Chris was good. And, you know, the defense stood out to me in the first half. I think 40 points at halftime gave us a nice cushion, and we kind of could ride that out for the rest of the game.
Coach, I know you call your offense random at times, different guys on different nights. You touched on it in your opening statement, but when Brooke gets as many touches as he did in the paint, how does that change the game?
Yeah, it just gives us another guy to go through and, you know, just kind of, I think, settles us a little bit, gives us another option. And I thought it was phenomenal. You know, he started the game with a 3-point play and, you know, just kind of continued throughout. It's just, you know, sometimes I think probably most importantly me or most negatively me forget, you know, how good he is and what he can do. And so, you know, hopefully we can continue to sprinkle him in even when Giannis does play, when Chris is playing well. And you know, that's the beauty of our team.
Sometimes when guys don't get a lot of post touches, when they do get one, it's in a rush, it's in a hurry to try to make a basket. What can you say about his patience? Just that he always kind of takes his time and gets a good look.
Yeah, no, I think it's a strength of his. I do hope that, you know, we have gone to him more this year, and I think he's more just kind of comfortable, more ready, more seasoned. You know, he did it for a long time or a lot of years early in his career, so I think he's kind of fallen back into a good rhythm. And his patience is definitely part of his strength, you know, stands out, and he makes good things happen.
I don't think you guys need it per se, but the way Chris has played the past two games in particular, how much of a reminder is it of how good he can be in many different ways?
Yeah, you know, what I think he had 23, 8, and 7 tonight and, you know, basically three quarters, so... you know, he's such a good player and, you know, hits lots of different shots. And I liked him on the boards tonight. I thought he was in there competing. And, yeah, he's just a special player that, you know, we get to see him every day. You know, we're fortunate.
Dante has 3 steals. He also goes up and swats an alley-oop attempt away. Just what can you say about what he can do for you defensively, passing lanes, backside, just with his aggressiveness on that end?
Yeah, his activity defensively has just, you know, stood out. You know, I think even when he first went in the starting lineup when Chris was out and now with Bled out, you know, I think he just finds a way to kind of, you know, I just say put his imprint on the game there. You know, he gets deflections and steals, and I think made things hard for Young in the first half while he was playing. And he's tough to screen. I think he's a really big part of what we do at the point of attack defensively.
Your team
got a lead and then maintained a lead. Would you describe this as a full 48 for your group?
Yeah, I felt like as close to it, you know. Maybe there's been a couple others, but, you know, I was proud of the group today for 48 minutes. And, you know, coming off a game where we didn't play our best, it was great to see the bounce back. And we've kind of come to expect that from the group.
How much of a luxury is it for you that Giannis is out and Ersan can come in and put up 18 and 17?
Yeah. No, it's pretty phenomenal, you know, what Ersan did. And, you know, I think Brooke does such a great job of taking up space, and guys just come in and gobble up rebounds. And, you know, they should, like, shift half of them to Brooke. But, you know, it's just I thought Ersan's offensively, what he did, spacing and pace and just everything was really good. And he's smart defensively. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we feel like we got starters that are coming off our bench, and Ersan's one of them.
That's no doubt about it. Ersan shows that tonight as he plays huge in the absence of Giannis. 18 points, 17 boards. There are some of those maybe rebounds that Mike Budenholzer was talking. Maybe shift him over to Brooke Lopez. He only grabs two tonight, but blocks three shots. That will work as a rim protector in the NBA. Come on back here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee. North Matt Velasquez is inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios, live from Atlanta on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
And it's inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. Check them out at PellaWI.com. And in our Pella Windows and Doors mobile studios down in Atlanta, we find Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Matt, an impressive win tonight, 112-86, without Giannis on the bench. Now, I heard earlier on in the pregame shoot-around, this is something that Budenholzer are talking about. Maybe the Bucks are monitoring moving forward, seemingly night in and night out.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously, you know, concerned to some degree, you know, about Giannis's health and well-being, just like they are with the rest of their players. But, you know, it's something that I noticed on Wednesday in Philadelphia before the game, during the game, after the game. He was, you know, kind of contorting his body, trying to stretch out his back. Just didn't seem totally comfortable. You know, and obviously by the time that he got here to Atlanta, went through shoot around this morning, and he just wasn't feeling up to it. So they're going to, you know, make sure that he is in tip-top shape, making sure he's feeling healthy. And we'll see if he's available tomorrow night against the Magic.
So this does seem to be one of those things that they monitor throughout the year, or was this the first time kind of you noticed it on the floor in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think I maybe have seen it like a couple other times, you know, but nothing like consistently enough or nothing, you know, so overt as that.
Sure.
I think this was pretty obvious, you know, and they're gonna err on the side of caution. They're gonna make sure that if he's feeling discomfort and he's not his best, and he's dealing with a nagging injury, you know, everybody has some bumps and bruises, but especially a guy like him who, you know, just plays such a physical style and gets hit and beat up game after game. They're going to make sure that they're not going to put him on the court if he's not feeling his best. And tonight, it didn't really matter if he was out there or not.
No, it didn't. And it didn't matter that Eric Bledsoe wasn't on the floor. And it's really impressive, Matt, to look at the totality of this start of 28-5. They've done it with Eric Bledsoe missing time, Chris Middleton missing time, and here and there a lot of rest days. But Giannis also missing time, too. Something they were able to stay away from pretty much all of last year.
Yeah, I mean, they've been dealing with injuries at different points all throughout the year. I mean, Chris Middleton missed 7 games. Bledsoe's missed at least 7. He's going to miss his 8th game tomorrow. Brooke Lopez missed a couple games. George Hill missed a couple games. Now Giannis missed the 2nd one today. It just really hasn't mattered. No matter who's on the court, they've been able to get really solid contributions up and down the roster. And it especially helps that they're playing, you know, the worst team in the league tonight, at least record-wise.
Right. And doing that in part because of, like you said, the opponent, but also just because of the depth. When you can have a dude come in and drop 18 and 17 against his former team when you put him on the bench. Bud said that it feels like we have starters on our bench that can come in and play. I don't know about that, but Ersan probably could start on a bunch of different teams in this league.
Yeah, I think Ersan could. You can't tell me that George Hill wouldn't be starting for some teams in this league, especially the way he's playing. I think a lot of teams look at that and go, hey, I want a piece of that action. I'll throw that in the starting lineup for sure. And then there have been plenty of games this year where Dante DiVincenzo has not been a starter. If they're at full strength, he's not generally a starter. And I think he's somebody who could start for some other teams. They have a whole bunch of depth. Depth has not ever been the question for this team. And tonight, we saw, what that depth looks like in the way that they took care of business in Atlanta.
And also top-end talent is more of the thing that gets questioned. You're right, the depth is never going to be questioned on this Bucks team. Matt_Velasquez, where you follow Matt on Twitter during the Bucks games as he breaks it down throughout the season. Also, JS Online, where you write and read all the features throughout the year. Chris Middleton in the last two games seems to be hitting a stride. Now, I know historically he's a little bit streaky, but Matt, is he more of a statistical and historical slow starter? Maybe that's what we've been waiting for him to really break out. I know the shooting percentages are career highs, but maybe the point totals that people are looking for a little bit down, but not the last couple of nights.
I mean, you can't really blame the man for having lower point totals when he's shooting a career best effective field goal percentage, and he's only playing like 27 minutes a game. Like, he is playing, there was a year where he basically averaged like 40 minutes a game. He was like one of the top minutes getters in the NBA, and he wasn't like nearly this efficient.
No doubt.
Like, so he has been really good in limited minutes. I mean, tonight he had 23, 8, and 7 in 25 minutes. He made 8 straight shots at one point after missing his first two of the game. He's been really good, and I think that he's developed as a passer in those pick and roll situations. Those 7 assists all went to Brook Lopez or Ersan Ilyasova, and he was finding them either on pick and pops or pick and rolls and making things happen for him. I don't think you can say enough about what he's done, and maybe it takes these two games, where he had 31 points on Wednesday and where he was the focal point of the offense tonight for people to recognize it, but the man's been playing really well all season.
And the efficiency is part of it, right? The total points are always something everybody wants to look at, but Monte Ellis had a lot of nights when he was playing in Golden State where he was scoring 32 but taking 28 shots. There's a way that you get there that's a little bit more of the story.
Exactly. He's been really efficient. Like I said, he has a career-best effective field goal percentage. And granted, it's only through a quarter of the season. Tonight was the 26th game that he's played. But if you look at his per 36 numbers, he's at career highs for points. And I'm pretty sure rebounds. I'd have to check on that. But his per 36 numbers are really good, and that's the thing about the Bucks. Like, you look at Giannis, like one of the biggest arguments for him as a repeat MVP is his per 36 numbers. Well, if you apply that same logic to Chris Middleton, his numbers are pretty darn good too.
Yeah, and the surprising thing is you're probably not going to see a whole lot of games, especially this part of the schedule where Giannis is playing 36 minutes a night. Just not the style of the Milwaukee Bucks.
No, I mean, they have enough guys where they can go 11 deep on most nights and be able to spread those minutes out. And, there'll be a few games here and there where their star players or their starting level players will play more. But for the most part, Bud is going to stick with the rotations. We saw it in Philly where, yes, like, things weren't going well in the first half, and he still put his bench unit out there like he normally does. And that didn't go very well at all either. But Bud's going to keep doing that. There's going to be some nights where it works, some nights where it doesn't. Probably more that it works than it doesn't, to be honest. And I'm sure that drives certain fans and a lot of people in sayings like, hey, like, it's a big game. You need to play these guys longer. But I think Bud's of a different mindset that they're gonna give guys rest in games. They're going to let them go hard, get their time on the bench, spread the minutes out, and then maybe in the second half, if you need to lean on guys more, you lean on them more. But that's just how they roll, and they don't overwork guys, and we'll see if that changes in the playoffs. It did a little bit last year, but you have to have to be able to have a philosophy and stick with it. I think that's what the Bucks do.
And there's such bigger games for this team than a game in the end of December against the Atlanta Hawks. And to be able to understand that, compartmentalize it, and then be able to put it to action are very, very impressive to see how this Bucks team has done it. So we know that Mike Budenholzer expects maybe some better clarity on Eric Bledsoe. People going to Fiserv Forum tomorrow won't see him. What about Monday, do you believe?
I think there's maybe a chance for Monday. Bud said before tonight's game that, you know, tomorrow won't be in the cards, but they're going to kind of reevaluate and maybe get some kind of update by Monday, and we'll see if Bledsoe will get out there. I don't think they're going to rush him back. I mean, he did break a bone in his leg.
Right.
Two weeks
just sounded not okay when you're talking about a piece of the bone chipping off of the tibia or the fibula. It didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it sounded pretty fast. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it took a little bit longer, if they maybe wanted to have him go through some workouts, some practices, you know, get some time on the court before they put him back into a game. And right now, it's not saying that, you know, they don't need Bledsoe, but they haven't necessarily needed him, during the time he's been out. They've been playing really well, winning games. And the most important thing is to be able to get him back at full health and be able to hit the ground running.
And what's your gut reaction? Do we see Giannis at Fiserv Forum tomorrow in uniform or a suit?
Ooh, I'm torn. My guess is no.
Okay.
But that is just a guess.
Yep. Yeah. All we
know from Bud is that they're going to monitor how he's doing. You know, that he wasn't able to go today. Maybe he'll be able to go tomorrow. Obviously, there's a shoot around on a back-to-back, so we probably won't know sometime until the afternoon. And even then, he might be like, listen, it's questionable, and then you just don't know until right before the game starts, during the coach's pregame talk and all that. But I think that if he's at all experiencing any lingering soreness, I think they'll err on the side of caution.
I think all Bucks fans of Fiserv Forum will be happy to know that they're saving the best for the MVP for later on in the year. Matt, appreciate it. Get home safe. And join us tomorrow night, and we'll do the same thing on the same channel, 105.7 FM The Fan. Appreciate it, man.
All right, can't wait.
That's Matt Velasquez joining us here in the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios for the Pick and Save Pro post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. You find Matt on Twitter at Matt_Velasquez. Read all of his great work at the Journal Sentinel. Guys, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they do still deliver real papers. I know that's a crazy idea and a crazy concept for millennials like myself. They do still make those real ones. They'll drop it off at your house, like every Sunday, maybe every Sunday and Wednesday, or every single day. They actually print the full paper, and you can hold it like that, especially when you go to the Oval Office. Maybe that's a little bit better than your phone, better for your neck. Either way, I digress. When 105.7 FM The Fan returns for the Big and Save Bros post-game show, going to go inside the locker room, take a look across the NBA as well. Still more to get to and still time for you at 414-799-1250. This is the Big and Save Bros post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. More next here on The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
112-86, your final score from Atlanta. The Bucks win the first of a back-to-back. Good win to get back off the schneid after a tough loss in Philadelphia. Speak of a tough loss in Philadelphia. Oh, well, actually, it wasn't in Philadelphia. It was in Orlando, but Philadelphia was a part of it. 98-97, the Sixers lose tonight to the team that plays in Milwaukee. Tomorrow night, the Orlando Magic. A little bit different story for the Philadelphia 76ers today, as Joel Embiid goes 4 of 11 from downtown, 8 of 21 from the field tonight. Did have 24 points. Tobias Harris also had 24 points. He was 3 of 8 from deep. 13 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists for Ben Simmons. But Philadelphia loses on the road. As we take a little eye on the enemy look here at Orlando, they're 14 and 17 now. After the win, they're 10 and 6 at home. The splits don't look as good on the road for the Orlando Magic. These two teams played earlier on in the season at Fiserv Forum. Right now, the 14-17 Orlando Magic sit in the 8 seed, so maybe a little playoff preview for the first round at least. Bucks and Magic, the last time these two teams got together, Bucks got a 9-point win that they just kind of kept arm's length distance, part of that 18-game winning streak the Bucks had earlier on in the year when they beat Orlando at home. Aaron Gordon, part of that squad that you'll see for Orlando. Good team and a fun team. They play some good fundamental defense. Going to make it a little bit tough on the Bucks. We'll be interested to see if the Bucks play tomorrow night against Orlando with Giannis or without Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Eye on the Enemy, brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13. Stop in today for lunch or dinner. Try the fabulous Friday Fish Fry now. Open Coach's on Lake Dunoon. Elsewhere around the association tonight, as the Bucks do get a win and stay atop the Eastern Conference. A little bit different story in the middle of the Eastern Conference tonight as the Miami Heat get a hard-earned victory as Dragic hits a go-ahead shot to top the Indiana Pacers. Miami 113, Indiana 112. Those two teams right in the middle of the playoff race for the Eastern Conference. Miami, the 3 seed, currently tied with Boston, just down percentage points to Boston. 22-7 are the Celtics, who also got a win tonight at home as they beat Cleveland 129-117. Miami and Indiana right now, the 3-6 matchup that you would see if the first round of the playoffs were to happen tonight. Elsewhere right now on NBA TV, Phoenix in Golden State Warriors coming off a victory on Christmas Day against the Houston Rockets. That was a heck of a game as well, where they were 4.5 basically on the money line underdogs to Houston in their home building. The 7-win Golden State Warriors get a win. Also, if you made a nice little parlay ticket there on Christmas Day for the 5-teamer and pieced together a bunch of different upsets, if it was Philadelphia and also Golden State and New Orleans, you were bringing home a nice little prize, as those upsets did happen on Christmas Day. The other final in the association tonight, Oklahoma City in overtime in Charlotte, 104-102 over the Hornets tonight. Bucks 28-5 atop the Eastern Conference firmly after the win tonight. 4 games up on both Boston and Miami. 6 up on Toronto coming into the day. Philadelphia also 5.5 back as they sit there in the 5 seed. They would not have home court advantage against Toronto if the season ended today. Indiana, Brooklyn, Orlando on the other side in the West. It's Lakers 2.5 games up on Denver, who earlier today, some comments come out and some reports that they might be interested in shopping some different young pieces there in Denver. That's a crew that has a lot of winning still left to do. LA Clippers, the 3 seed, Houston coming off that loss on Christmas Day, sit as the 4 seed. Their next game tomorrow against the Brooklyn Nets at home. The 5 seed out west, the Dallas Mavericks, with Luka Doncic 20-10. 3.5 games, though, separate 1 through 5. The 5 seed, the Utah Jazz, got a big win on TNT last night, despite all the great efforts by Damian Lillard, who was trying to show out and put Portland back into that game. They trailed by as many as 26 last night on TNT, battled back. Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller had the call. It was a really, really good game if you stayed up late on the West Coast with that. Also, Oklahoma City, don't look now, but after shipping out Paul George and basically dismantling their organization going into the future, Billy Donovan has that team right now over 500, 16-15, playing hard and playing well as well, is that Oklahoma City team. They are going to be no easy out throughout the rest of the NBA schedule and the rest of the NBA season. Bucks will go on the road, and they will hit a little bit of a West Coast road trip as we look ahead a little bit here into the new year. It's Bucks and Magic tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Then it's at Chicago on Monday. At home against Minneapolis, the Minnesota Timberwolves are at Fiserv Forum on New Year's Day. A Saturday game against San Antonio, then a 4-game West Coast trip at San Antonio, at Golden State, at Sacramento, and at Portland. We will be here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, talking with you after all of those games, as we do each and every game here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North and inside the beautiful Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin Studios. Guys, make window replacement, part of your 2020 vision. Make it today and make the call today to Pella Windows and Doors to get them out to your house so they can assess what your situation is and try to make sure that they're going to put the most energy efficient window or door that fits your particular taste and needs and also is going to save you a bunch of money on your heating bill because they install and replace even in the winter time at Pella Windows and Doors, guys. And right now, today, see if you qualify for 55% off on qualified installations, guys, and also 0% APR financing for over 48 months. 48 months for qualified credit if you call them today and stop in at Pella Windows and Doors at Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield off Blue Mound Road or at PellaWI.com today. 9 different styles of Pella windows to choose from. Vinyl, fiberglass, luxurious wood. Certain windows also have just better than bank financing as well as a limited lifetime warranty. That means that they're going to hang with you with your windows and doors throughout the entirety of the replacement plan. They're going to measure, they're going to install, service, and back their windows with the best simplified approach and limited lifetime warranty that you're going to want. Once again, guys, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Make window replacement part of your 2020 vision. That'll do it tonight for us here on the Big and Safe Pros post-game show. My thanks to Austin Delaney, Sam Schmitz, as well as Matt Velasquez down in Atlanta for helping us out tonight. Bucks win against the Hawks 112-86. It's the Orlando Magic and Mitch Ross tomorrow night right here on the Pick and Save Probes post-game show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Thanks for listening. Keep it right here. You got 105.7 FM The Fan, the only station Bucks fans need in the city. 105.7 FM The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake, to find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.